When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We live? Well, let's do it. D.E.G. Granddaughter.
430 in the building.
Yeah.
Big game, we talked that. Made a path, we walked that. Skills max, streets got a bag, that's a real win. Never lost that, this dead end gaming. You know how we do, BZ and the granddad. That's player one, that's player two. New, we gon' talk about it. Review, we gon' talk about it. PlayStation, Xbox, Nintendo, we gon' talk about it. Can't forget that PC, best around is where it be. Special guests from out of left or right about that family tree, we got it. Sonic's traveling real fast. Leveled up, but we the final boss. So where else to go but this podcast? It's Dead End Gaming. Finna hit the mark, on point like the sharpest art. If you tuned in, just know you smart. Press start.
We are back, y'all, and we are here for part number two of episode 211 of the Dead End Gaming Podcast, and it is time for the very first edition of DEG Trivia. How much do you really know about the show and the people involved in this motherfucker? We're going to find out.
How much do you really know?
How much do you really know about us? Do you really love us? So,
this is about to be
here's
wild.
How this is going to work, y'all. We are going to need y'all's help. So I'm gonna go into the Discord, y'all. Hopefully we got some people already up in here. We're gonna find out.
You know they're gonna be scared.
We need some people. Come on, y'all. This don't work without y'all.
You know they're gonna be scared as hell.
We're gonna need some people to hop into our pod question queue. Okay. So when you hop into the pod question queue, one of y'all will represent BZ, and then the other one will represent myself. What we're gonna do is we're gonna ask y'all one at a time. I'll ask BZ's representative questions, and BZ will ask my representative questions. And we're going to see how much y'all really know. Whoever gets the most questions right after, how many rounds did we say?
Seven.
Mm-hmm. 7 rounds, okay? Whoever has the most questions right after 7 rounds will win. Now, let's just say y'all get questions wrong or we got a tiebreaker. I do have extra questions just in case, okay? Extra questions, tiebreakers, or whatever it is, okay? So, let's see. I see one person in here. That's Krishna. Krishna, you better be on my side, D.E.W. All right, I need more than one. So I see Krishna in here. So we're going to bring Krishna in. All right, actually, let me get my ass up in here first. I got to be here, too. All right. So hold on.
That's why I don't think I can participate.
Okay, hold on. I'm seeing Diogen in here. Hold on. So we're going to bring everybody up in this thing. Hold on. See, shit be fucking up. All right.
So I'm asking Diogen my questions, or you asking?
No. So we're gonna find out who wants to represent who first. So let's see. So first of all, can y'all hear us?
Big facts.
I can hear you,
Okay, I can hear Diogen. Can y'all hear Diogen nice and clear on the chat on the stream? Say something in the chat just in case you make sure you can hear Diogen. Yeah. Okay. Y'all can hear Diogen. Okay. Krishna, are you here? Fuck Krishna. Always never on my point. God damn it, bro.
But he end up getting it right, though. He always end up getting it right.
Yeah, we'll get it right. Krishna, when you're ready, say something.
Hey.
Yeah, we're hearing you. Hold on. All right, Krishna. How does Krishna sound to y'all? Does he sound good? Krishna, say something one more time just so the people can hear you. Mic check for us.
D-E-W.
Hey, there we go.
D-E-W.
Bet. Okay, so I'm assuming, Krishna, you're going to represent me, and Diogen, you will represent B. So here's how it's going to work. So we're going to ask you various questions. Some of them will be multiple choice. Some of them will be just straight up answer it. I think I got like one true or false up in that motherfucker, so it just varies. But it's going to span throughout the entire lifespan of the Dead End Gaming podcast. Some of them are going to be very, very easy. Some of them are going to be a little difficult. So we're going to try to start off with some easier ones to get warmed up, and then we're going to progressively get a little bit more difficult as we go. But like I said, 7 rounds. We're going to see who has the most correct answers after 7 rounds. If y'all are tied, then we will have a tiebreaker question to see who gets the dub, okay? So, B.
What's up?
Do you want to go first or you want me to go first?
I go first.
Okay, so B, you are asking Krishna a question. Krishna, here's your question from B. B, take it away.
All right. So, what was Tyler's top 3 games of 2021?
Time!
What?
You start off easy, that. Bro.
I know.
Easy?
What'd you say?
Easy questions. We start off slow.
That was easy.
Okay, I'm going to take a guess on that.
I got an easy one.
You're setting them up for failure, bro.
Okay, hold on. I got another easy one.
Wait, can I steal that?
No. No, you can't, Diogen. Wait a minute. Reel it in.
Okay, I got another one. Okay, I got
do
one.
Do it again.
I got another one.
Damn.
Okay. Why are you laughing, Sonny?
Who wants to be a millionaire?
Sonny, stop laughing.
This man came with level 6 questions already out the gate.
What?
Progressive, bro.
Okay, so... Okay, here go one, Christian. What is the universe that I swear I can survive in, but everybody else always laughs at me?
Didn't you say like the Dead Space universe with the trying to take the what you call it Halo blade thing? You gonna survive with just that plasma one blade?
Cutter. Plasma cutter. Yes.
Plasma cutter. Yeah.
Yes.
It's like the Dead Space universe.
That's correct. Yes, that is correct.
Which I still don't see happening.
Was that better?
Yeah, that's easy. That's what I'm talking about.
Like a beat, but you came out swinging out of like you Kendrick Lamar. Or some
this
shit,
man
right?
said, "He said nigga bum."
Right.
I'm like what?
Nigga bum. He said fuck a big three. It's
fuck
just
a
me.
Big three. It's just big me. Nigga, wait a minute. We skipped over first person shooter and everything, bro. Steps to this shit.
Dude, he skipped everything. He skipped the Drake to take care of him. Everything. He just went straight to the goddamn control. The fuck?
All right. My turn. Okay, so I got 1 point. Thank you, Krishna. All right, so here we go, Diogen. Easy. You should know this one. It is a question based on me, too. We're going to say that. Who is my gaming waifu? Who's the wifey in the gaming world?
Man, this is hard.
No way. Oh, God, no way. Ain't no way that's hard, bro.
You got like 20 of them.
Huh? No, the one who I always be like, ride or die. She the one. She got snubbed.
I know her. I know who you're talking about. Damn. She's from Tekken.
I'm going to give you 10 seconds.
You talk about me with the hard questions.
That ain't hard.
It is because I don't play Tekken. I know she's in Tekken 7.
Okay. The answer is Christy. Christy Montero. I talked about her last episode, bro. 2 episodes ago.
Yeah, you
that.
Did.
See? So that's 1 for me, none for B. Damn, I thought you was the GOAT, yo. That's all good.
Damn, that's bars.
Man.
He said,
enough
for me.
I had to modify my to my easy-ass question.
That ain't difficult, y'all. Come on. Some people see Cav New. Yeah. All right. So now it's on B. Ask Krishna another question. Let's keep it a little bit easy, and then we'll move up. We'll bump up the next round.
All right, Christian. Big wins, big women, BBW. Who phrased that? Who coined that phrase?
I want to say that was you, Beezy.
Correct. That was correct. That's correct. That's correct. See.
Hey.
Easy ass questions. Why he gonna ask Diogen a hard ass question?
No, that first question was easy. Watch. Okay, all right, Diogen, here we go. You should know this one. The Eric V, an original and our former DEG host, went by another moniker in the past. What was his old moniker?
Mean Mugger 11.
Oh, correct.
Oh my
god. One for B.
That's probably the easiest one. That's
my dad. That's probably the easiest one.
We easy. Now let's start bumping it up. Let's get a little more difficult now. Okay? So that's now, B, I got two. You got one.
Mm-hmm.
This is round number three.
Three.
Yeah, round three. All right.
So, Christian, which game did Granddad pick to win when we did our horror games bracket? Was it Outlast 2 or RE7?
RE7.
Say it again?
RE7. Resident Evil 7.
Okay, he got it correct. That's correct.
Mommy! Come on. Krishna, one time for the
Now,
one
was that
time.
Better? Was that easy? Was that, no, was that better?
You're doing okay. it right. You're okay. doing it right. Yeah, well, I'm proud of you. We're getting there. We're getting there. Okay. All right. Here we go. Let's see. All right, Diogen. Even though I hate this game, what was my weapon of what my melee weapon of choice in Days Gone? Was it the 2x? This is
machete. What?
Damn, bro! Machete. He's right. I didn't even get to it.
That man knew.
Good shit. All right, so that's two for you, three. Look, Christian is 3 for 3 right now, killing it.
Okay, Christian, this is a multiple choice one. I'm gonna give you. All right, which two animals did I pick to protect me? Is it A, crocodiles and wolves? B, gorilla and a bear? C, wolves and a lion? D, falcon and a bull? If you want me to give you the answers again, I can give you the answers again.
I'm gonna go wolves and a lion.
Nope.
Oh,
that's wrong.
It was
a gorilla and bear because Granddad was losing his damn mind for why I picked a gorilla and the bear to protect me.
Sorry, I was late on that one.
Oh yeah, I was about to say, where's the Ann at?
I got it. Damn. All right, so
I remember that, we was all sitting here.
That was a whole man, debate.
It was a whole debate, bro.
That was another one of the BZ oh bullshit my God. Moments.
Man, y'all was so mad okay, that I picked gorilla and bear.
So now we're tied up.
Yeah, we're tied now.
It's 3-3. Okay.
It's 2-2, right? Because it's,
no, I got three. And then that so
okay, I got you.
Yeah,
got
and then
you,
he got his third. So that was round you. 4. So we're going into round 5.
Okay. Well, right. I asked the questions first, so you got to get your third, I believe, right?
No, I already asked.
No, run.
No, it's 3-2. You got to answer your question, Granddad.
Oh, so we're in the next round.
Yeah, next round is after you ask your question.
Okay. So that means, okay, so it's on me. Okay, here we go. Diogen. Let's see. That might be a little too. Okay, let's see. Okay. Which one of these? Okay, let's see. Here we go. Let's see if you know this one.
This is hilarious.
In 2021, Bloodbath and his homie Quan started a campaign to get this famous person on the podcast by remixing some of their most iconic songs. Which of these artists was it? Was it Lil Yachty, Waka Flocka, T-Pain, or T-Grizzly?
T-Pain.
Correct! Hold on, let me do it. Hold on.
Let me do it.
Good job. Shout out to the T-Pain campaign. It didn't work, but it was dope.
So now this is my
whole EP from it.
This is my fifth question, right?
Yes. Yeah. Now, let's go back and redo four rounds. So I'm gonna go back and redo the scores. I'm gonna pop it up on the screen too, if y'all. Okay. So first round, B, Diogen got the question wrong first round. In the second round, we both got it. Third round. So we are tied at 4-4 now, if my calculations are correct. Mm-hmm. So we are at 4-4. I'm going to put it on the screen.
How are we in the fifth? We in the fifth round, though.
No, because
3-3, Granddad.
Huh? Yeah.
It's 3-3.
It's three. I can't count.
Yeah, because Christian got one wrong, Diogen got one wrong, but they all got three right.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So here we go. So look. I play as fuck up. I tell y'all, play as fuck up.
Yeah, I'm like, wait a minute here.
Hold on. So look, let's just show. It's 3-3. BZ, Me, 3-3.
Yes. So I got we going into round five.
All right. So going into round five, I'm asking right now.
No, I'm asking. I always start it off.
Okay.
Start
go off. For it. Go for it.
Do all right. So we're gonna kick it up just a smidgen. We're going to kick it up a notch just a smidgen. All
right.
So, Michael, I got it's a multiple choice, Christian. So, what was Kevin's pick for the horror slasher villains One Gotta Go? Was it A, Leatherface, B, Michael Myers, C, Freddy Krueger, or D, Jason Voorhees?
What? I'm gonna say Leatherface.
You say Leatherface?
Yeah.
That's your final answer?
That's my final answer.
That's right.
Look at my man! Hold on. Wait. Damn it.
He ain't got it wrong.
Ha! There you go. Good job, Krishna. I didn't even know that shit.
I didn't know that. I didn't know it either. I guessed that.
Good shit. Good guess. Okay. Diogen, back on you. Let's see if you know this one. What is the name of Tyler's pet Deathclaw in Fallout? Is it Nico, Rico, Pico, or Chico?
Can you say those four names again?
Nico, Rico, Pico, or Chico? The name of Tyler's pet Deathclaw in Fallout.
Okay, Nico, Pico,
Chico,
Rico, and Chico. Is it, which one? 10 seconds.
10, 9, 8.
I'm gonna say
7.
Nico.
Nico, is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Correct. Good job, Diogen. It is Nico. Shout out to Nico and Tyler.
I was bouncing between Nico and Pico because I think one of them is from JoJo's Bizarre.
Yeah. See, good shit. Good call. So, and at the end of that round, so.
So we ain't about to be in round
it's
six.
4-4.
Yep.
4-4 at the end of that round. Okay. So we're going into round six. Round number six, y'all.
So, Christian, another multiple choice. Okay. What was Eric V's most disappointing game? Was it Mega Man X4? I'm sorry, A, Mega Man X4, B, Mega Man X6, C, Super Mario Bros. 2, or D, Mirror's Edge Catalyst?
Oh, gosh.
You want me to give you the answers again, or are you good?
That's tough.
Give me the answers again.
So, A, what was Eric V's most disappointing game? Is it A, Mega Man X4? Is it B, Mega Man X6? C, Super Mario Bros. 2? Or D, Mirror's Edge Catalyst? Shout out to the chat for being quiet, too. No spoilers.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to the respectful chat. They don't even know. That's what it is.
10 seconds. 10, 9.
Mega Man X6.
Okay. Yes, your final answer?
That's my final answer.
Okay. That's right.
This man, Krishna.
Because I played Mega Man X6 and I didn't like it. So I knew it had to be that one.
Good shit, Krishna. Look, Krishna out here getting it. All right. So, all right, Diogen, here we go. Let's see. Okay. Granddad and Bloodbath are the founders of the DEW movement. One time for the one time. D-E-W. D-E-W.
D-E-W.
How many DEW takeover shows have there been?
Mm.
Is it 2, 3, 4, or 5?
I don't even know that one.
I don't know this one because I didn't watch them.
You should have been watching.
These
were actual takeover shows. So these were actual podcast episodes.
That's no fair.
These were actual podcast episodes that were titled and marked DEW Takeover.
That's
we
no
did
fair.
Actual podcast of gaming, and then we flipped it to the wrestling.
So it was a legitimate show. Both of you, right?
Huh?
It had to include both of you, right?
Yeah. Well, no. It's just had to be, it just had to be coined as DEW Takeover. So how many of these shows we done? Two, three.
I want to recount. That you shouldn't do this to my contestant.
And I'm not talking about when we would do the post show. I'm talking legitimate. This is the DEW Takeover show where we took over the show. So there
I'm
it is.
I'm gonna say this. There were four.
Four? All right. Is that your final answer?
There were at least three Royal Rumble shows. All right. You did. I think you did at least one more.
All right. So four is your final answer.
Yeah.
The answer is five. We did five of them bitches.
That's no fair. That is no
five?
Fair.
Five? You know what it is? DEW. That's no undefeated. Fair. Nigga. Christian wouldn't do that shit. He down with the crew. He down with the community.
This is rigged. This whole thing is rigged.
How was that rigged?
This is rigged. You're not supposed to do
come
that.
Come on with it, brother. Come on, baby. This is
over. Why would you do that to your Jess? That's rigged.
Hey, bro, we got it. We in the nitty gritty, bro. So it's the end of the we're almost done. All right. So, Krishna.
You can't get mad because you would do it too. Come on, bro.
Exactly.
No, be honest here.
So
no, I wouldn't have.
With that, let's go into the score because now it is 5-4. And we are going into the last round. So that means Krishna has to get this wrong and Diogen has to get it right to send us to a tiebreaker. Okay? That's where we at with it. So, with that being said, B, make it a good one. If you want to stay alive, make it a good one.
All right. So another multiple choice. I'm Christian. So the question, who won the most games during Uno Night Game Night?
Ooh.
Is it A, Tyler, B, for myself, Beezy, C, Granddad, or D, Kev?
Easy.
Huh?
Tyler.
Said Tyler?
Tyler.
Okay, he says Tyler.
Are you sure?
I'm going with Tyler.
Damn. It was actually your boy.
Damn! I knew that too.
You knew that?
I remember because
I was talking crazy.
I remember that night. I was talking crazy shit. Okay. We're okay, Krishna, we okay.
Yep, we good.
Come on, DeAndre. I ain't mad at being wrong. Come on, DeAndre. Force it to overtime, baby.
All right, here we go. Damn, I got to find a good one. All right, shit. All right, hold on. Fuck me. I'm trying to win. Damn. All right. Okay. Now you don't know that. Shit. All right, bro. Let's see if you know this. We're taking this one home, Krishna. True or false?
That's what Diogen you mean.
For Diogen. I'm saying me and Krishna taking this home. Oh, okay. He ain't getting this. All right, Diogen. True or false? The needle drop, Anthony Fantano, used Palutena during the 1v1 Smash Bros. Battle with myself. True or false?
True.
Your answer is true?
Because at one point he was just picking random characters.
Final answer.
Yeah, that's final answer.
Damn, Diogen. That's why you go, nigga! Shit! He got it right! Fuck, bro!
He does that beam thing, and you guys were like, how is he beating us with this?
Man.
Because no one plays this character, because it's trash. But he was beating you all with it.
Well, that was not the... So this was the 1v1. So actually, I did beat his Palutena, though. I played with Bowser Jr. But he did play Palutena, and I played Bowser Jr., and I got that one. But with that being said, we're going into a tiebreaker, y'all. It's 5-5. Both Krishna and Diogen, for the most part, know they shit. They've been on fire for the most part. Both of them only got, like, what? Two wrong? Two. That's a good average. So, with that being said, we got to go into a tiebreaker. So, here's the thing. Do you want to do a question that they both got to answer, or do you want to just do the same thing? How you want to do?
A question that they both got to answer. What you mean?
So I'll ask a question. Mm-hmm. There'll be a question where they can both give me an answer, and let's see if they both get it right or if they both get it wrong. And we'll just keep going until someone loses. How about that?
Yeah. Okay. Because you got more questions.
Because Beez has got a question.
Man, this man had like 20.
I'm prepared for this moment. I know y'all knew y'all
the
shit.
Plan was to have 7 each, so I came up with 7 questions. He was like, man, I got 20.
I kept going, bitch. Okay, so here we go. So this is for both of y'all. I'm going to ask you this question, then I'm going to individually ask what your answer is.
On some Family Feud type shit.
All right, I'm going to individually ask what your answers
are. Survey says?
Survey says? Your ass. Okay, here we go. So, in 2000... Okay, so here we go. All right, we're going back in the day now. Here we go. In 2019, myself, attended the Mortal Kombat 11 reveal event in Los Angeles. What souvenir did I bring back to Dead End Gaming? I'm going to ask... we'll ask Krishna first. Krishna, what did I bring back from the Mortal Kombat 11 event to Dead End Gaming?
Take a swing with this.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6.
Liu Kang's bandana.
Huh?
4.
Come on.
Liu Kang's bandana.
Liu Kang's bandana? Okay.
Yeah.
That's your answer. Liu Kang's bandana. We'll unlock that one in. Diogen, what did I bring back as a souvenir from the Mortal Kombat 11 event?
10, 9.
I want to say 8, something like a sculpting 7, statue.
6, a sculpture or statue?
5.
We'll say statue.
Well, it'll be statue because it's the little figures, the figurines, right?
Okay. So, Krishna said Liu Kang's bandana, and Diogen said a statue of a figure, or a we'll just say a statue.
Scorpion.
Okay. Or we'll say a statue of one of the characters. Okay.
He said of who you said, Deodrin?
He says a statue of Scorpion. I'll just say a statue of a, we'll just say a statue of a character.
Okay.
A statue.
Okay.
We'll stay with that. Okay. So, Krishna.
Damn, I don't even remember.
Your answer was incorrect. Deodrin. Hold on.
Damn.
Wait.
I said Diogen. Hey.
Your answer was also incorrect. Both y'all niggas was wrong.
What was it?
It was an hourglass.
Oh, it sure was an hourglass. Right, that makes it sure sense, was an hourglass.
Speaking of which, where is that shit?
It's somewhere looking right.
I lost that shit. All right. So, with that being said. We used to have it on the table in the early days. It used to always be on the table or on the show. So we still going. Y'all both got it wrong. We need a winner.
Yep.
We don't leave until a nigga wins.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I got more though. I was ready for this. God damn it.
Uh oh.
All right, here we go. In 2019, In 2019, Dead End Gaming and Dead End Sports hosted their first and only Madden NFL tournament. Who won that tournament? I'm not going to give you choices. Mm. I'm going to ask you, who won that tournament, if you know.
Who are you asking first?
Krishna, what was the name of the person who won that tournament? Mind you, these are not people who are on Dead End Gaming, but we have mentioned during that era, multiple times, damn, this person who won.
10.
So, 10. Go ahead, Krishna. Who 9, won the NFL Madden tournament 10, and took home the trophy?
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4.
FIFO. So, okay, so Krishna said FIFO.
Okay.
Lock that in.
Diogen.
Who won?
I know it 10. Wasn't someone from the crew because Ken was joking.
Yeah, what's the guy? He's talking. Yeah.
Beans couldn't make it because he lives in a different state.
No countdown.
All right, we're going to count you down.
10, 9, 8.
Something eight. Hustle.
Seven. Oh,
say it again.
His name's something hustle.
Come on, we still counting. 5. four, three.
Foreign Hustle.
You said what now?
Foreign Hustle.
Foreign Hustle. You lock it? That's the final answer. Foreign Hustle.
Yeah, I think okay. so.
Krishna, you said FIFO. Your answer.
Are we going into triple overtime?
Incorrect.
Uh-oh, are we going into triple overtime?
Diogen, you said Foreign Hustle. Your answer was correct.
That man is the GOAT.
That man is the GOAT. He never loses. He never loses. Damn
him.
That
is so crazy.
Damn this man and his greatness.
That is so crazy.
Another chip, bitch.
That is so crazy.
Fuck.
That's why this man represented me. Yes.
Hey, Diogen, you got that shit, bro.
I didn't think he was. I thought they were going to get that wrong. I thought they both going to get that wrong.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I thought they were about to get that wrong.
This man showed up. Woos, bro.
I really thought they were about to get that wrong.
Man.
I thought we were about to go in triple overtime.
I did, too.
I thought we were about to go in triple overtime.
I did, too. Once he said hustle, I was like, damn, he probably got this
one. Whoa, that's crazy.
Foreign, I was like, fuck,
that's crazy.
Now, Krishna, you weren't too old because – Foreign Hustle is the one who watched FIFO in that tournament.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, he whooped people ass.
He whooped people ass.
So you weren't far off.
You wasn't.
But, yeah, Diogen once again proves that he is the GOAT. No matter
Damn,
what the game,
that's
no matter
crazy.
What the competition, no matter what the situation, this man is going to win.
That's crazy,
This
bro.
Man is going to get the chip. He don't lose.
He got the chip.
God, Diogen, hey, wait, what you gonna say to people? Say something.
I'm proud of myself considering I haven't been around DEG that long. The fact that I made it this far and I pushed this man to the limit,
I'm
proud.
You did good. I'm proud of you, bro. I'm not even mad. You did good.
I'm not mad at all.
I'm happy that you represented me because you did very, very well. Okay? That was a tough last question. So, it could have went
either way. Tyler's top games was at Apex, Fallout 76, mm-hmm. and there was one more game.
You talking about my first question?
Yeah.
It was her 2021 was Back for Blood, KO City, and Deathloop.
Yeah, definitely. Yes. I remember it was like games she got to try, but she didn't really have time to play games. So
Deathloop was the only thing I was thinking about on that list. The rest of that, I was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right. Well, that's it. We got a winner for our very first edition of DEG Trivia. And of course,
bro, that's crazy.
Of course, this man Diogen wins.
Of course it's Diogen.
Of course he does it, because that's what he does.
What in the hell? What's going
on? I should have knew this.
You should have knew this.
I should have knew better. And he does it clutch, as always. This man always clutches out the victory.
That man, Steph Curry, that three from deep.
I tell you, last buzzer beater, bro.
That's crazy.
This man. So congrats to Diogen. Thank you. Also, congrats to Krishna for being a great competitor. I hope y'all enjoyed this. Y'all seem to have fun. Did y'all have fun, Krishna and Diogen, doing this? Y'all like this?
I was doing this again.
Look, we got to do this. I think we're going to continue to do this. We're going to keep doing this.
Oh, yeah.
We got so many more. There's questions I haven't asked on here still.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
more questions I can come in. So can be. So I don't think this is going to be the last time we'll do this, and we'll bring on two different or should we do – the defending champ comes back on and we bring somebody else.
Oh, damn.
Ooh, I like
trying
that.
To go at this throne.
Because, he the GOAT.
Damn.
You just can't let him sit down. So we might do that.
Glad the option.
If you're down, we might bring you back as the reigning champ.
How does he always do this?
I don't know. We don't know, bro.
I really thought that last question was going to go into overtime.
I did, too. It's documented that this man just don't take L's, bro.
That's crazy.
I don't get it.
That's crazy, bro.
Right? No, look. So
I think Beans can do. I think Beans can put up a fight.
Beans probably can put up. So
I got faith
so we'll
in Beans.
See. So Diogen, when we do this again, if you're down, you'll come back as BZ's representative as the defending champ. I got to bring somebody else in. Maybe Beans. Look, DW is deep. We got more people, so we'll figure it out. But I don't know. Maybe we'll do this next month.
I think Radio Raheem.
We got options. We got options for everybody. So we'll do this. We'll probably try to do this like next month sometime. It'll be fun.
Yeah, this is crazy.
Yeah, crazy. But we appreciate y'all coming through.
Real quick, while y'all in here, y'all is any questions y'all want
to
ask?
Yeah, I was about to get into that.
Oh, okay, my bad.
Because Diogen, as the winner of the championship of the first DEG trivia, you get to ask a question in a live Q&A that we're going right to, because that's how the fuck we do.
Going right to it.
So, Diogen, you got a question you want to ask since you're here?
Okay, so did you all see the candied watermelon?
They got candy watermelon?
Yeah, it was like this slice of watermelon in this blue candy coating.
What?
Shell. I am not.
Hot. It was like, okay, it looks absolutely disgusting. You can apparently get it from Atlanta, though. Like someone's selling it online. So are my you question is, mm-hmm. what would you candy coat as your candy coated food?
What would I candy coat?
What food would we candy coat?
It can be any food. And you can't pick something that's already been done, so you can't do bacon.
Yeah, no, I'm only going to do that swine.
Oh, that's been done too.
Candy coat. Ooh, so they don't make these no more, but man, I used to tear these up. They used to make like sour starbursts, like sour, literally sour
those.
Starbursts.
I remember those.
It was like a tropical punch flavor or like a cherry flavored sour one. That used to be so good. I used to always tear that damn thing up. Like and they had like the apple one and the other, but I always went for that it was like a dark red color. I think it was either cherry or like tropical punch sour. I would love that shit to be candy wrapped. Sour candy wrapped tropical punch. Starburst flavor.
What would you wrap in it? Like, what food would you wrap in that candy flavor? That's what he's asking.
Oh.
Like, it's got to be a food that's not candy coated, that you would candy coat.
I mean, I guess like a, fuck. That's a, shit. Can it be like, what if it's like a corn on the cob? Like, but it's just,
yes, that's possible.
But it's fucking sour Starburst tropical punch flavor.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure somebody's done something similar. But yeah, you can
do something like that.
Coated, but yeah,
candy coated like a cob, like a corn to cob.
Okay.
Type shit. Hell yeah. All
right.
Hell yeah. Sour Starburst. I love sour candy.
Yeah. I would do because. I feel like this, okay, so it's a vegetable, but I feel like it's very, you can like kind of like dip it or put it in anything and it's going to always taste good. And it'll, the contrast always hits. So I would candy coat celery. So I would take some celery stalk I like celery in general, but I think I would candy coat celery because I think there's so many ways you can do it and it would still taste really good because I feel like you get that initial flavor, sweetness. Like I would probably do like a cinnamon sugar, celery. That sounds like really good. Or a honey glaze or honey, or even like you said, like some kind of like taffy, or sour, or like a sour patch. Ooh, like a sour patch celery or something like that. Yeah, there's options. But I think I would go celery is a safe bet for me. I think I would do celery.
Okay.
Yeah. All
right.
Yeah, I like that. That's a good option. And it'll be a good little snack, too, because you can, like, you know, serve it in different ways. You can chop it up, you know, whatever you want to do. So, yeah, it's flexible. I fuck with it. What about you, Diogen? What would you candy coat?
I like pineapple on pizza. So I would go for something, like, savory.
Mm-hmm.
But I would just candy coat pizza. Like a pepper, like one of those meat feast pizzas where it's like four meats.
But candy coat the meats on the pizza?
No, the whole pizza.
Oh, wow. I don't know how that would hit. Might be good.
You bite into the candy coating and then you've got the pizza underneath. The pizza's cooked.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. I'd have to see that to know if I would try that. Because it just depends. But that's an interesting
thing. Be hella viral.
Pizza shops around the world. Someone do it. Someone try it out. Now that's interesting. That's interesting. I think because pizza is a very interesting food where you can kind of like try fusions and combinations, and most of the time it'll work out if you pick the right things together. So I don't see it not working if as long as it's the right combination of things. So interesting. Good pick.
Point out the already deep fried pizza in batter.
That sounds like a heart attack ready to happen, though.
Damn.
That sounds like diabetes and high cholesterol in one. Lord. But I bet that shit would be delicious. I probably one slice, and that seems like a one slice scenario. You can't do more than one slice with that without feeling something. Something
I mean, your heart might give out after the first slice.
Right. That sound like a Luther. If you know from that, you know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. From the Boondocks.
Oh yeah.
All right, that's what's up. That sounds dope. So, all right, so appreciate you, Diogo. That was a dope question. I like that. Now I'm going to be thinking about that pizza wrapped in everything. But appreciate you coming through. Appreciate you being on the first edition of DEG Trivia, and congrats on doing what you always do, which is winning all the time. You're the GOAT. And, yeah, bro, you got anything else you want to say to the people, to the streets? Because you are the king.
Nah, someone else has to come on next time because this is late for me.
Oh.
Like, I managed to come on for trivia this time because
you see how he did that. I came in and proved myself.
He's 1:35 for me right now.
He's like, I've conquered this mountain. Let somebody else have it. That's how Diogo operates, y'all. He just needs to win one time to prove that he can do it all. And he says, second place is for everybody else. That's what he said to y'all. He said, he said this is beneath him now. He's already conquered this mountain.
It's beneath him now.
Damn, Diogo, I respect it. That's goat talk right there. Everybody can't talk like that and get away with it. He can. Congrats, Diogo. All right, so we appreciate you, brother. Have a good rest of your night. I know it's late. Thank you for always coming through. Thank you for always watching, supporting, and just being there, you know, when we need you. You know, we appreciate you. So he ain't gonna say shit, see?
I know, right?
Damn, bro.
He's like, man, I'm sleepy.
Damn, bro. All right, Diogo. All right. Damn, he just left, too. Damn. See how niggas win? Mm-hmm. Motherfuckers be winning and just act like, you know. Mm-hmm. Man, I ain't shit. Krishna's still here. What up, Krishna? Our runner-up.
What up?
Look, Krishna, you here. You had a valiant effort. So why not? What you got to tell us? Ask us something. Because you're just going to be here anyway. We knew it. So come on in. What you got for us?
So my question, as the last podcast of International Women's Month, is... If you were to cast the first generation of Marvel Avengers women's cast, who would the characters be, and who would you cast as the actress?
Oh, that's a lot. How many are we talking? How many people?
Let's draw it at seven.
Seven? That's a lot to think about.
Seven.
So seven Marvel characters who are women who would be Avengers, and who would you cast to play them? Yes. Okay. Can they have already been an Avenger, or do they have to be someone who's never been an Avenger?
Let's keep it to like two who have already been an Avenger and five as brand new ones.
Okay. So give me, I gotta keep Scarlet Witch, and I gotta keep Elizabeth Olsen, who plays Scarlet Witch, because she just does a damn thing. So, yeah, because she's OP. So, yeah, keep Scarlet Witch. That's my one for to stay. And then, let's see. I want Storm. Throw Storm in that thing. I don't know about... Just because, even though she didn't do that great of it... you know what? No, she did all right. Put Halle Berry in there for Storm. Bring back Halle Berry Storm. I'll do it. She did better than Storm as Catwoman. So, I'll give Halle Berry Storm.
Really, I like the chick that played in Days of Future Past.
Yeah, but it's Halle Berry, you know. You know, she just cause you know it's Halle Berry. I don't know. It's Halle Berry.
Yo, those way y'all looking at shit.
I know. Right? Like what?
I don't even know the name of the chick, so I'm going because I don't even know the name of the chick because I only seen the movie once, The Days of Future Past. I only seen it was bad, so I'm just picking. I'm going off the cuff. So I got Storm. Give me. Let me think. I need some strength. Give me She-Hulk. I don't know if I like the character. I don't know if I like the woman who played She-Hulk in the show though. So I gotta think who I would put as.
So you're just thinking of women, right?
Yeah, it's just women. Just women Avengers. All women.
I got. How many can I pick?
You said seven.
That's too many.
I know. Let's do five.
I know. I know. I'm definitely picking Phoenix.
No, I was gonna say.
All right. Are we going to do five?
No.
All right, go down to five, but only one has to be a former Avenger.
Okay, so I got Scarlet Witch. Oh, do you got Phoenix? I got Scarlet Witch. Cool.
Yeah, I got Phoenix.
You can keep Phoenix. All right, so we'll bounce back and forth so we don't pick the same one. So I've already picked
Scarlet Witch.
Scarlet Witch, Storm, and then I'll say She-Hulk, so you get two. So I don't know who I'm going to get. I got to think about who I would get to play She-Hulk, though.
I got Phoenix. And I got Miss Marvel.
Okay.
And you said somebody that used to be in
the Avengers. Yeah, you only got like really one other
who used to be in Avengers.
No, you got
a couple other options. Yeah.
That's what I said.
Captain Marvel. You had Black Widow.
So you want Miss Marvel or you want Captain Marvel?
Captain Marvel. The one that got her ass knocked out by fucking Thanos when he grabbed the power gem and he punched her into middle next week. She had the short hair and shit. She came back. She was killing
That's Captain Marvel. Thing.
That's what's that? Captain Marvel?
That's Captain Marvel, yeah, former Captain Avenger.
Marvel. So I want Captain Marvel, Phoenix. AKA Jean Grey. The one that can take your powers. Rogue. The one that can take your powers if she touch you.
She be touching on people.
Yeah. she drain your powers and all that stuff.
Yeah, that's Rogue.
Yep. So then it's your turn, I think, because I got it from my three.
So you got Rogue.
I got Rogue, I got Captain Marvel, and you got and Phoenix.
Okay, and I got
He basically got the X-Men. Yeah, most of the X-Men.
I got Scarlet Witch, I got She-Hulk, and I got Storm.
Who's your fourth one?
So my fourth one would be... Let me have... I'm trying to think, because I want to have a good variety.
I think I might get one. But go ahead, Pink.
Let me get.
You can do it.
I want to say because I want somebody with no.
I got my person. If you can't pick nobody.
Give me a second. Because I'm bouncing between two. Go ahead.
Okay, so I don't remember her name. Boy, she was badass. What was the chick? She was pretty much like the female Wolverine. She played in Logan. Is she like X-23 or something like that?
X-23.
Yes. X-23? Yes. Young was a badass, bruh. Badass. So I definitely want her on my team.
Alright.
She didn't fuck around. She was literally the female up and coming age of Wolverine.
Okay, let me get. Alright, I want Spider Woman. Give me Spider Woman.
Spider Woman?
Yeah. And then go ahead.
So it's on me? I picked my person. So
no, well you part? Well you pick.
Y'all both to your final people.
No, we got one more.
Okay. Let me see. Oh, I get Valkyrie. Valkyrie was a badass, wasn't she? She was pretty badass.
Valkyrie. Oh, okay.
Yeah, Valkyrie. Yeah, she was pretty badass. She was wasn't she giving Thor like some lip and some shit like that? Like, wasn't she kind of? She was kind of powerful.
She was giving Thor lip.
She what?
She always giving Thor lip.
Yeah, I feel like, but
she sees him as a child.
Yeah,
a man child.
She ain't scared of Thor. You know what I mean? Like, if she want to, she'll put him in his place. Or try to.
All right.
So I'm going with that. That's my five.
Okay. Let me get. Let me get. I'm bouncing between Firestar and I'm bouncing between. Let me get Firestar. Yeah.
Okay.
I need somebody with some fire. So yeah, Firestar.
That's a good woman. That's a good one.
Yeah.
We got a good women Avengers team, I believe.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Who fucking with the Dark Phoenix?
Right. Black Widow. No, not Black Widow.
Scarlet Witch would probably be the closest I can see.
Yeah, Scarlet Witch. Yeah. That's why. So yeah, that'd be that right there. Those motherfuckers in the world. All right. So yeah. Okay. That's now I can't think of all actresses, but we'll leave it there with just the picks.
Yeah,
so
yeah. You leave it with the characters. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll leave it with the characters. So yeah. So but that's a good team. Solid teams. So yeah. Solid teams. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what's up.
Yeah.
All right. Who's your five since you got your year? So who you got for five?
So for my five, I think I'm gonna go with Gamora.
Okay.
As my returning Avenger. I think I'm gonna put Mystique.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna go the Invisible Girl, Susan Storm.
Okay.
Oh, who else I want to see? That's a got a cosmic. I got two infiltrators. I need somebody with some strength. Oh, I'm going with Lady Thor, Jane Foster.
Okay.
And let's see who's left. So that makes one more person. Mystique is all rounder. She's good. Did you know? I don't know if I'm going to trust her on the team. Fifth one. That is tough.
You got?
Oh wait, yeah, no, I do want her. I want Blink.
Breaking up.
Teleport.
Oh,
Megatron.
Right.
This man. See, he didn't pick the wrong superhero. They fucking up his connection.
You know what I mean? He said, "Bring me the spark."
Right. Right.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Blink. That would be my fifth one.
This man on 2%.
I know, right? This man on 2%.
Phone overheating.
This man's
right.
Phone is
damn.
Phone fight for his life.
Wow.
This nigga got a phone in the freezer.
Hurry up, bro.
Fight.
This man said, "Please."
Oh shit.
Oh, we got about 30 minutes of Discord in me. Please, bro.
Start. I tell you, I said that nigga been taking a swim.
Oh shit. All right. So here, I can't. Well, you're breaking up. So
type it in the chat.
Type it in the chat, Krishna. But we got your four. We got your four.
We got you.
All right. But
this one was Blink.
Okay, say it again. I think you're good now.
Yeah, saying yeah. Last one was Blink.
Okay.
Blink. Okay.
Perfect. All right. That's a good pick. That's a good roster. All right. So we got some good teams over here. You know. Mm-hmm. So if there's ever a civil war. I think we all have a fighting chance for the most
part.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, Krishna, we appreciate you coming through asking the question. Thank you for also coming on to DEG Trivia. Hope you had a good time.
Yeah.
And, we're going to do this DEG Trivia thing again in the future, y'all, because it's a lot of fun. And then we want to bring on more people and do more things. Like I said, having y'all involved, I think it was a good idea to have y'all involved with this because, like, you know, it brings us all together. And we have some fun. I think it was dope. So, that's going to do it for Part two, B.
What's up?
Take a load out.
All right. So, of course, as always, man, thank you guys for watching, subscribing. Be sure, if you follow Dead Hip Hop, tomorrow we are doing our live. This Wednesday is our live Wednesday. So we are, for the first time, we are doing a bracket live.
Mm.
You know, normally we always pre-record those, but we are doing our bracket live. It is the best rapper in the country bracket because, you know, we did our East Coast bracket. We did our West Coast bracket, down south, Midwest, and what we did was we took the MCs that made it to the top eight for each of those regions, and then we put them all in one bracket. So you're gonna have eight from the East, eight from the West, eight from the North, eight from the Midwest, eight from the South, all going up against each other in one bracket called the Best Rapper in the Country bracket. So we're doing that live tomorrow. So be sure to come in, come through, laugh. Friendships are going to get tested. Shout out to Granddad Willie, too. If the MF Doom bracket is up right now on the channel,
yes.
If you haven't looked at it yet.
Yeah, I'm on that motherfucker. It was a good time.
We had Granddad come through. I had to get him to come through for the MF Doom. I had to. So yeah, we had a good time, man. We was like, me, Mike, and Granddad was like MF Doom aficionados, man. You know what I'm saying?
So, and for the record, y'all, yes, the original song is called Let Me Watch, even though whoever wrote that shit on Spotify, they fucked it up.
Don't trust
I have
streaming.
The physical release.
I got it,
when
too.
When that Victor Vaughn album came out,
I have it,
that
too.
That shit says Let Me Watch.
Let Me Watch,
and
yes.
He even says it at the end of the song.
Yes.
You know, he even says it.
Man.
So
yes, be sure to check out the brackets, man. They are a lot of fun. We have a good time doing it, man. The people seem to really love them too. People really seem to love us doing them brackets because it get tested up in there, man. It's crazy. It's so crazy. So yes, a new episode is the Mike Salon is going to be tomorrow as well. With myself, Mike, I think Spike and Modest Media was out, so we had a. Ashton, and we had Shelton from Dead in Sports, which is on right now. YouTube.com/Dead in Sports. Shelton was the guest on Is the Mike Salon. So that new episode will be up tomorrow. And what else? I think that's pretty much about it. What you got going on, Granddad?
You know, work and more work. Yep, but I'm going to try to get into – I'm definitely going to try before I go out of town because I think I leave back out of town Saturday. So I'm going to try to at the very least download that Stellar Blade and play that demo. But at the very least, if not, you know, me and Peach going to be out here. You know what I'm saying?
Lord.
I'm going to have that going on, you know. Hey, don't shake your head over there, Sonny.
That's funny.
You know you want that shit too. Look.
Hell no.
Yeah, come on now.
Yeah, I was
showtime.
Nah.
Yeah, I was gonna try to add. I didn't know if Granddad was gonna be available too. So I was gonna try to see if we were gonna get the. We was gonna try to get some of the crew back. We was gonna play a Uno. Have a Uno for the gaming night for next Tuesday.
Hey, I'm trying to play Spades, bro.
Spades.
You don't know how to play, do you?
Spades is shit.
See? Yeah,
that's why.
Only niggas who don't know how to play Spades, they fuck Spades.
Right. God, yeah, I was going to try to do
nobody ever wants to every time, like, yo, teach me how to learn. You ain't got to. You just got to play and
watch. Bro, you got to learn, nigga. You got to watch from afar,
tell me
bro.
The basics right. So I can ask you.
You got to watch from afar.
That's too much work.
But yeah.
Hey, bro.
I'm already black. I don't need to do that.
Yeah, I was going to try to, you know, get that as a game tonight. Us playing Uno again since we all already have that game. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. I figure I would. Sonny made a good idea that I should have a gaming stream with my wife. So we
that'd be fun.
We try to play Mario Kart together or something like that. I'm trying to get. I don't know if she'd want to be on camera though. But I ask and see. That'd be a nice little surprise. But
yeah.
But other than that, I saw that Deogen. I came in her chat and told her, but I think that was she did it like the week I was getting married.
Yeah,
so
it was a lot going on that week.
Yeah, it was shout a lot to Kendra, going on. Though. Yeah, shout out to Kendra. But yeah, that'll do it for this week, man. As always, appreciate you guys listening. Appreciate you guys watching. We'll see y'all I will see y'all for gaming week next Tuesday. Granddad's still gonna be out here flipping bricks like crazy.
What?
So be sure y'all keep this man in y'all prayers, all right?
What are you talking about?
Make sure
about?
He don't hurt nobody. You know, I don't want nobody coming up short.
I don't hurt nobody.
He's gonna hurt someone if they come up short.
I'm a good upstanding citizen. What do you mean?
Man, thank y'all so much. Thank y'all so much, man, for listening and watching. We will see y'all next week. Peace.
Peace out, y'all.